Welcome back to Trash Rehash the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Brazy, and we're back to rehash Vanderpump Rules and The Valley. Who knew that The Valley would be hitting so hard?
I mean, this episode could have been the finale. Like, that's how, like, amped up and insanely crazy good. It definitely, I did not have high hopes going into this show, and it's definitely taken me by surprise.
Yes, it really, all that. And as for Vanderpump Rules, I want to take back what I said yesterday. We were podcasting yesterday for Martha's Vineyard Summer House, and I said, which I still stand on, that I'm more excited to rehash The Valley today. The Vanderpump Rules. But I kind of said that Vanderpump Rules wasn't, like, I was kind of bored during this last episode. I just did a rewatch, and there were some boring parts, but there's some good content to talk about. But it was not boring, especially the last, like, 20 minutes. Like, I don't know what I was on when I said that, so I'm excited to talk about Vanderpump as well. So, and Watch Happens Live. Did you end up watching Allie and Janet on Watch Happens Live?
I did.
What were your thoughts on Allie and Janet?
I'm not the biggest fan of Janet. Just even on the show, not just in Watch Happens Live. And I definitely see some qualities in Allie. I think she can slowly work her way to be a full-time cast member.
Allie, I think she's sneaky. There's something watching. If you have not watched Watch Happens Live with Allie and Janet, I recommend it, because I don't like Janet, and I felt like she was on the wrong side of shit. Like, she was siding with Jesse and Michelle, and not, I guess the other would be Kristen and Luke. But we'll get there when we talk about The Valley. But as for Allie, I don't know. She doesn't seem, I think she can handle it. I think she can hang with the Vanderpump crowd. But something seems a little disingenuous about her. It seems like almost too innocent. I don't want to say it's like Raquel vibes.
No.
But
no,
like, you know, like, you know, like the, like,
I mean,
because she's not ditzy, or, you know, it's not the bimbo Bambi eyed bitch.
I definitely think she's planting some seeds even on this show.
Yeah.
But
she's smart.
I'm
kind of sneaky.
I'm here for it. We need a little
No, I like it. I like it. But I don't think what she's giving us is actually what she's thinking. I don't know. I think she knows what we want, and she is giving us what we want too, you know. I don't know how her and James are going to work out. What about this whole hippie thing with, since we're talking about Allie, yeah,
I mean,
with the wedding.
I understand him not. So, like, I'm torn here because I do have a dog. We both do. Like, leaving your pet at home, especially he's had a rocky little bit here, but also it's your girlfriend's best friend's wedding and she's standing up in it. That takes a little more precedent than other weddings that you get invited to. I mean, something has to work out, you would think.
Yeah, I totally understood where James was coming from with, I don't think he was saying it, because they're still, like, trying to walk on eggshells of what actually happened. I don't believe what James and Lisa are saying about Graham. I believe what Rachel has said actually about Graham, even though I'm still on the Rachel's on whatever planet she's on right now shit. Don't need to go back on. We already talked about all that, so I don't need to go back through my thoughts on that, because I've not been listening to more podcasts of hers. But he's not saying what it is. Hey, he has bit the fuck out of multiple people. It's out of control. His behavior is out of control. You've seen clearly. I think that him and Allie know that there's been situations with the cats because they said, no one's gonna know how to separate him with the cats. So I mean, and I'm sure he's nipped at James probably since he's been back. You know, I get that he is thinking, I don't want to leave him where he nips at someone and then they're going to take him away from me. And it's the last time because that's kind of what happened, you know? And I understand where James is coming from, but I also am with Allie of, okay, but this is my best friend's wedding. I'm in the wedding. This is important to me. Are we really going to do this? Is there nothing else we can do? There's no one else you trust to be with him. Like, no one. And can you not, like, you wouldn't pay a place to like leave him there? Is it because of like you think he's going to be traumatized from that? Like, I'm just, I feel like there's another way we could do
There's got to
this,
be a
but
compromise.
can you bring the dog with you? I don't know. I guess
Yeah.
they would have to
And even
fly
if,
because it's in Ohio, so don't worry
yeah,
about it.
but let's say maybe James doesn't have to be there the whole 4 days or however long. Like,
Oh yeah, and it's
you know what
just
I'm saying? Like,
shorter.
could he
Yeah.
just be there for
The
like
wedding.
the
Yeah.
wedding? I don't know.
Yeah.
I understand it because animals are very important, but there has to be something to compromise.
Yeah, I think it was I don't know, what were your thoughts on Lala and Katie and I think Sheena was in there too. Like, oh, and Ariana all talking about it with him. Like, well, mostly, what did you think about Lala bringing up, like, well, we have kids, so, and
Well, and like, I don't think James was trying to say, compare it and say that it's just the same as having kids, but Lala and Sheena always have to pull that shit. I'm sorry if I'm not gonna, maybe it's a card that they're pulling, whatever. It's kind of annoying. I do think they were trying to get at least Katie and Ariana, like, okay, we'll see where Allie is coming from. This is one of the most important things that that's going on in her life right now. Like, she already compromised by you guys getting the dog without having a real conversation. So you kind of have to cut her some slack.
I wonder if he ends up going. I guess we'll see. But James on the after show says that they don't sleep in separate beds, that the sleeping situation's figured out where Hippie sleeps with them and the cats don't sleep there. Like she and then she loves cuddling with Hippie is what he was saying. It's like oof. It's also wild because I literally have a one of my like my best friends has just got a dog and they have two cats and they are now within a day giving the dog back because the dog who is really chill, really sweet. I met the dog yesterday, and it's the cats are not into the
Interesting,
cats are like hiding and they're like we don't want our cats now to feel like we can't do that. Which I'm like I totally get it, but I'm also like damn, like shit. So it's like you
Yes,
know both
tough
ways
decision.
it just sucks. It's like you know when it comes to James and Allie with like someone's gonna have to budge. So
And I kind of see where they're coming from when they said that James was James first, because in this situation, it's well, we need to figure out how Hippie,
yeah,
which I can't,
it's
that name
that
is so
name is so
bad.
bad.
And Allie just had to adjust her whole life. They had their life with their cats. Now it's like, without much discussion, Hippie's there. Oh, and now She her boyfriend isn't coming to her best friend's wedding and she's a bridesmaid. Like, that's you're putting a lot on her or expecting her to kind of take everything.
It's I do feel that James, that it's not as bad as like how they kind of put it out there, but it is selfish. It's like these are definitely selfish moments, but
It
you know, like when they're like, you don't care, like you put yourself first all the time or whatever. It's like, oh, not all the time, but yeah, and these a
And
lot
I
of the
don't
times.
even think it's like malicious of him either. I just think he's
He's
so
getting his
concerned.
way.
Yeah.
It's
Oh,
like,
yeah.
this is no, this is what I think is should happen, and it's going to happen, which is I care more about Hippie than I do Mr. Banks. Sorry, like
Yeah.
we're doing this. Or I care about Mr. Banks, but Mr. Banks will be fine. I care about Allie, but she will be fine. Where Hippie's joining, and because the fact that like he just brought Hippie on, I that's wild to me. Anyway, let's move on. Let's talk about Brock
Yeah.
and Gina.
Oof.
What about this conversation they have at their at the dinner where they're talking about how he wants to find like his thing, because you know his gym's closed down and he and Sheena's the breadwinner and he's mostly a stay-at-home dad or summer. Sheena was like breaks down and says, have you ever thought that this could be your second chance at being a dad?
Why did his first, do you want to elaborate why his first, why his first bat at being a dad isn't working out? Also, I still can't get her over her naming Summer, Summer Moon. His one child is Winter Sky, and they were born on the same day. Like, that's. I'll never get over that. She can explain it,
Okay, but
how it's not weird, but it's really fucking weird. I am sorry.
the birthday thing is kind of like a hey, you gonna remember that was my birthday too. You know, like his other daughter, like Winter's like, okay, yeah, you wanna be a fuck boy, you wanna be awful and hit my mom and not have a relationship with me. Okay, well, my your firstborn will have the same birthday as me, is what she did. And yeah, like so he posts on his on Summer's birthday and doesn't post anything about Winter, I wonder. Like
Probably.
that's so weird. It's just so weird to me for I mean, I'm weird about the social media celebrities with their kids. Like having that much access to your kids is weird. But I think what's extra weird is that you have other kids and you don't post about them because you don't have a relationship with them. But you're gonna post about the one that you did. I don't know. It's just like I wouldn't even go there. I wouldn't even go there like that, you know? Like just like how he wants to talk about fatherhood and stuff. It's like, no, you're still learning. But this whole second chance, it's like, okay, so you're gonna say that, but you're never like, are you not gonna really try and put this effort into him getting a second chance with his kids that need like that would give him the second chance, you know? Like second chance makes it sound as if, oh, like forget the other kids. Your next, like, this is your second chance with Summer. Like, you have Summer now. It's like the second chance would come from the other kids. I don't know. I didn't like it. And maybe it's just because I'm such a Brock hater. But they got issues, especially with this, like, arguing about not agreeing to go home and put Summer down. And it's not even like I think that what they're arguing about is totally makes sense. Like I'm not even like gonna play with that. Like literally Sheena's saying I want to take Summer, I want to go home and put her down because I want to read her these Halloween books by 9, and Brock's having a good time. It's like, come on, let's just stay a little bit longer, have the sitter, you know. The bad part to me is like the yelling back and forth in front of everyone. It's like, oh, y'all got issues. Like you, like this is like uncontained. Like y'all are just missing each other. Like yelling. Like whoa,
There's
it was
just
just so embarrassing.
like constant tension between the two. And like you can tell Sheena's just not having it because she's not talking about him 24/7. Like that's what we've known all her other past, relationships. I
That
do
is so
think
true.
there's things that Sheena maybe needs to let go about, but I also think Brock's approach is always completely awful.
Yeah, I'm usually with Sheena on anything versus Brock. I totally get Sheena just be like, no, I want to go back and put her to sleep. Like, you don't have to explain that. You know, you shouldn't have to, especially to
Husband
the
and
her
the dad.
father. And it just looks bad on him too. It's like, come on, like you, like I bet you want to sit her because you didn't, you don't know what it's like to really raise kids. So, anyway, what about Sheena and this fear of Brock and Lala? And when Lala said, wait, hold on, let me call my husband. Ring, 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 and Brock goes, oh, hello. I didn't notice that until someone pointed that out.
Same. I didn't either at all. Like I totally it went way over my head until I saw a clip and they really like focused in on that.
That's so funny.
It's crazy that she keeps thinking like she has this fear. She keeps talking about it because of what Tom did, which sure, I would maybe be suspect after this happens, like you're gonna be kind of questioning if people can, do that. But she's so willing to jump back into friends with the person that did do that. So I don't understand where she's coming from that she wants to be friends with Tom. But then she's like, well, I'm afraid that Brock might be sleeping behind my back with a friend because it's something you did. Like, then why do you want to be friends with him? Like, he actually did the bad thing. How can you trust him at all anymore?
I'm telling you, because she's projecting, it has nothing to do with the Ariana, the Scandoval, the whole shit. It has everything to do with knowing that, yeah, I've done some shady shit and made out with Schwartz. I know that what people could be capable of in this group, you know, and I'm scared shitless that. They would do that. They would maybe just have
Well,
a out, you know.
we
But instead of
know,
saying that,
well, we also know Lala's capable of breaking up a marriage.
oh, but she won't say that, and she won't say what she's done.
Well,
What she will say is what Sandoval's done, but she'll be friends with him because it's not really about that.
and that you just need to get over it. Ariana needs to get over it, all this shit. And I'm not even judging Lala. Like, I don't give a shit. I mean, I think Randall is gross from the get-go.
So gross.
But she's like, well, he was telling me these things. Like, he lied to me. It's like, bitch, that's what Sandoval was doing too. He was going to fuck Raquel at Schwartz's house so that Ariana wouldn't think it's weird. Like, she didn't get any red flags that he's at Schwartz's. Like, girl, all these guys are the same. Like, you can't fault Ariana for not knowing or moving on when you did the same shit.
Yep. Yeah, that's what, like, they just are flip-floppers, Lala and Sheena, with like this whole Sandoval thing and like who has the right to feel this way and which one's worse. And it's like, 'cause she was fine. Lala was saying, like, oh, I get what Raquel's going through because that is, I was like, that's what I had, like, that a narcissist. But now it's like I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. But yeah, I Brock and Sheena, I don't know what's going on there. I don't think Lala would ever do anything with Brock at
No.
all. Sorry, sheesh. Do I think Sheena would step out on Brock? Absolutely.
And vice versa, yes.
Yeah. But I could see Sheena even doing it more. Like, I really could see Sheena having a little something, you know? Someone a
She's
little bit more
upset.
mature.
Tom Sandoval's finally single, and she's not.
Yeah. There you
I'm
go.
kidding. I'm just making shit up.
She did say that Tom Sandoval was hotter than Tom Schwartz on the infamous night that on Watch Happens Live. Like, I'm sorry, but I would always say that I felt like Schwartz is more attractive than Sandoval.
Oh,
Always.
yes.
I would have always said that. I was shocked when they both said that. I was like, what? Anyway, let's talk about this brunch, the Sir Brunch, this Jax and James duo. Why are we trying to play like LVP didn't know that?
I know it's
Or do we think she really didn't know? I find it hard to believe.
yeah.
Or maybe she knew for a while, but she's just waiting to be filled in, you know?
Yeah, like maybe she was waiting for like Jax and James to actually come up to her to talk about it. I could see it being more of that.
But what is this? I mean, I know why Jax is doing this because he's fucking broke,
Yeah.
but why is James hanging out with Jax like this? I don't get it.
It's weird because those two have never really. It's always been a weird thing with those two, so I was
James is trying
surprised.
to be too friendly with everybody, and I don't like that. But I want to talk about this conversation with Jax and Lisa because I found it quite funny that they were breaking fourth wall, and Lisa was saying, well, because she was mad that about the shit that Jax was saying on podcasts and talking about her and basically saying that she's a prop and whatever, not needed, like they that they needed Jax Taylor. And she said, you know, the only person not needed on the show was Jax. And it's like, oof, they're talking about the show, you know. Ugh. Being on the after show and in the section, but not really in the spot, mostly in the after show, Jax says that LVP doesn't like check in with, like never checked in on them. And I guess like on the after show, they said that she didn't send Cruz anything when he was born, until like after I think someone said,
It was like days later, which is, or like the next day, which is honestly fucking hilarious.
very funny. I bet you it was the nicest gift you got.
Yeah.
I bet you're gonna use it. Bet you know exactly what it is.
One of my
You're a dick.
favorite things that Jack said, I think it was in the after show, that
Oh.
when she was filming Housewives, that she would tell Jax, "There's no one else I can confide in or talk to but you." I'm like, that never fucking
And then
happened.
she would cry to him. I'm like, Jax, did you even watch Housewives? Like, shut the fuck up.
You, by
What are you
far.
talking about?
You would also be the last person. Let's say she was crying. You would be the last person she would confide in. She thinks you're an idiot.
Like, even at Sir, like, if we're really going off of the staff that she had there, why would she go to you of anyone else? Why would she go to anyone there, any of her
Yeah.
employees? She wouldn't. But if
She's
she
gonna go
does, why
to
would she go to you?
the shittiest bartender there? No.
Oh,
Absolutely not.
so stupid. I'm like, Jax, you're a liar. We all know you're a
Yes.
fucking liar. So,
Well,
like,
yeah, he's, you know what? he's one of those people that just thinks that he can just say sorry and that people are supposed to accept your apology. Like, no, you said shitty shit. Lisa's over it. She gave you so many fucking chances on that show.
So many. So many.
And you can't just apologize and think that she's gonna get over it. That's not how people have to accept your apology.
But I thought it was funny that Jax was only back for a little bit and he already outed that Schwartz one is considering moving in with Sandoval, even though he can't afford it, so it's not gonna happen. But I thought it was funny that he did that.
It was like I will say that's one thing that Jax is good for is throwing people under the bus. So
Yeah, for real. But he, I did not like him going at it with Katie at all. But I loved how Katie stood her ground with him and in her boys lie shirt. And it was all because this whole like Jax is really expanding this rumor that he cheated on Brittany. Something that she saw on Reddit or something that was posted. Which it's funny now. Have you been following this whole producer shit?
Oh,
Like
yes.
Jack.
But also, Sheena was the one that brought up the cheating rumors
Yeah.
first, and Katie was like, oh, yeah, like I've heard it too.
But I'm still hearing things or like all the time or something like yeah and they and but only Katie, it's always Katie, it's so fucked up. And
It's
it's like, and why does Brittany, like Brittany, you can't expect people to still want to be cool with you when your husband's a dick. Like that's who you're attached to. Sorry.
Jack saying that one of the reasons why Katie, or even Katie explaining that she kind of stopped being friends with them, is how they handled Stassi's wedding. What they did was really, really
It
shitty.
was.
Like, so it actually reminds me. So years ago, a friend of mine got married, and we all were in a group chat, and it was out of state for most of us. We all kept saying, "Hey, did you get your hotels? All this." And the one girl would always be kind of quiet, deflecting. And then it was like a day before everyone, like, were leaving for the wedding. She just, like, didn't show up. Said she wasn't going. So, very similar vibes. It's so shitty. People pay a lot of money for weddings and for you just, like, kind of gaslight everyone.
Like, just say you're not going. Say you can't. Like, Jax's whole reason was, well, he was telling everyone that we're not going, blah, 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 like talking shit. But I think what the real reason was they couldn't afford it. Like, it was a lot of money. And he was stressed about money. Jax is
Yeah.
clearly really stressed about money.
And say that
It's not.
because they made it seem like, oh, just something came up. It's
Oh,
like
because
you didn't have
Cruz's
it.
passport didn't come in time, which. Why didn't you tell us that, hey, it might not come in time? We might not be able to go.
Like,
Like,
no one knew this. Like, you should have been messaging the group chat or whatever saying, shit, we're still waiting on his passport. Like, we're freaking the hell out. But no, they know none of that was such a lie because he would have bitched about how he couldn't get his money back on his hotel and flights. None of that shit was booked. So.
Yeah, ridiculous. But okay, let's talk about because the that was at this after show, the after party at James's house, which I like that James is having these like little get-togethers at his house, you know, his little house
Yeah.
parties. And I like that he is inviting everyone because we get some shit that goes down between Tom and Sheena. Have you listened to Apples yet? I haven't either. I need to. I meant to do it before the podcast. I'm so petty. I didn't want to give her the listen, but I'm gonna go on YouTube. I'm so petty. I can probably just listen to like it on something, you know, like probably just look it up on Twitter and find it. But what were your thoughts on this whole conversation? We got Tom, basically, they're talking about apples, and that just, he's like, yeah, I listened to it. Feels like you're capitalizing. You're more upset than Ariana. And it just really s I mean, he has a point that she is more reactive than Ariana. He had some points.
I don't want to say I'm siding with Tom, but it's so he is right
He's so
about Sheena in
right.
this.
He's so right. I was like, shit,
It's
yeah. He's not even saying the wrong word to make it like, okay, that's too far though.
whole Sheena shit is just so like the song, it's so weird to me.
I haven't listened to it though. But I mean,
Well,
I
just
hear what it's about. Like they keep talking. I mean, if it there if it's about the affair, it's really weird. Because you were not involved. And that's what and she's like, oh, but it no, but nothing. You were not involved. Did not affect you.
you inserted yourself by hitting someone over this, but
Okay, can we talk about that? Because when he said something like what happened or whatever, and she said, well, you should have kept your mouth shut. Like she's like, you were supposed to keep your mouth shut, like whatever. And I was like, because her. She said all no, what she said was all you had to do was keep your mouth shut. And it's like
she got
and then they showed the clip of them at the reunion and him bringing up that she said that and I hit that bitch and whatever. And she's like, shut up, Tom, like shut up. Like shut your fucking mouth. Why? Not saying she's not saying, no, I didn't. Like, stop saying that. Like, she is pissed because, and she's making it about her. That's what she's saying. That okay, yeah, I wasn't cheated on, but she filed a fucking restraining order on me. So I am also hurt here. But he's saying, yeah, but what did you do? Like you punched her, but she's acting like, yeah, I punched her, but you should be okay with the fact that I did that because of the circumstance. And she's fine. I didn't really hurt her. And we're supposed to keep your mouth shut. And we would have let this all go. And then maybe we would have all been fine. Like that's what it feels like she's trying to say without saying it. Because she punched her. I'm going to die on that hill that Sheena punched her, just like Jen Shaw punched Heather Gay.
Her hand hit Raquel's face.
And she almost it looked like she could make a fist when
Yeah.
she was going at Sandoval after
Which,
he said she was the other woman.
and him doing that again, why don't all these people on the show that are defending Tom getting over, it's like he's using like low blows. Like if he really was remorseful, he'd have his tail tucked between his legs, just being like, yep, you're right. But no, he always has to do but and take a dig at someone. Like that man can never admit he's wrong. Like in the entirety of this show, he's never ever said sorry without some little shit after or taking a dig at someone.
I will say this though, when it comes to Sheena, I mean, yeah, like to everything you just said, agree. In this conversation though with Sheena, I'm like, why is it that she can literally punch someone, get away with that, make all this money about someone's about the affair that she wasn't involved in, and also be shitting on Ariana for not moving on? Not like he's mad about that, but then you're also trying to side with Sandoval and all this. Like, why do you get to play all these sides and pick and choose when and try to act like you're bet like you've never done some fucked up shit before that you can't like you have the ability to judge? That's what I felt like he was getting at with saying, like, you've been the other woman. Like, what, who are you to judge any one situation? And what bothers me with this group is this situation was so fucked up, and Ariana has every right to feel how she feels about it. Katie feels the way she feels, not even about the fucking affair. Katie feels has felt this way about Sandoval this whole time because of how he's always treated her. It's nothing new. It has nothing to do with the fair. Like, that just is like add on of like, yeah, you're a shitty person. The Sheena stuff, it's like all the stuff that you have against him is this shit like this, like him throwing this stuff in your face. Like, y'all are not friends, but literally, we're gonna see her at the reunion, probably defending him, even though we had a conversation like this, an argument.
Then you even have Lala that hears him say this and still wants to defend him when
The voice of
she
reason.
gets very quote unquote triggered when someone calls her a mistress or the other woman. Like they know how bad that felt and kind of ashamed about it. And then you want to be friends with the man who is bringing that up as a reminder.
And who was there to try to comfort her?
Ariana,
Ariana. Yeah.
which,
Multiple times she tried to comfort
oh
her. She tried
yes,
to, and then had to turn away because Sandoval was there.
and I do want to, because we touched briefly on Schwartz toying with the idea moving in, him
Yeah.
bringing up to Ariana, 100% he was trying to bait her into erupting. Both the Toms were, because why the fuck else would he do that? He was hoping to get a reaction out so they could be like, look, she's always got this anger. And she knew what the fuck they were doing. And she was like, I'm not falling for this.
Because she really doesn't care.
No. Look, can you imagine how gross that house would be? Both the
Ew.
Toms.
Like, have fun. Like, y'all are fucking slimy. What about Tom and Katie's date? Not date, but get together. I liked it. But it was nice to see them as friends.
Yeah, I'd like to see them continue this like friendship.
Well, and the next time they're going to San Francisco, and Schwartz is like, home with you one last time. So we'll see if that happens. Ariana's boyfriend also comes. So that'll be fun.
Yes.
But anything else from Vanderpump before we move into the valley?
No, I think we're getting pretty close to finale.
Yes.
Here, so
We have to be because
because I
they
think,
filmed the reunion weeks ago.
well, and I think with their all this Kyle Chan's event, I think that's like the finale is going to be that party or gala, whatever event he's doing. But I think that's what they're all trap, or I know that's what they're all
Oh, is
traveling there
that
for.
what Sheena's performing the two songs?
I think so.
Ugh, great. Maybe I don't need to listen to Apples. Maybe it'll play on Vanderpump. Okay. Let's open the valley. Let's start with the Jax and Jasmine conversation. I want to start here because this is typical Jax laying the groundwork that we get at the end of this episode, this explosion of, yeah, what seemed like a finale, but it wasn't. I can't believe it wasn't. Jasmine. Smart for like realizing what Jax is telling her that this whole Jesse realizing that his marriage is over in 2 months, whatever, and Kristen telling him about the texting other guys. And I think he wasn't specific about what it really was purposely to. I don't think I think he knows more than what he gave her. But his dumbass being like, oh, but Kristen, I mean, I just hope she doesn't open her mouth. Like, motherfucker, you just opened your mouth.
You just put on camera before
Like, what are you
you,
talking about?
yeah.
Like, you just opened your mouth. So,
But he also knows he can throw Kristen under the
oh my
bus.
God.
because of her past history.
Yeah. Everyone can throw Kristen under the bus is what continues to be the theme of the Valley, just like it was for Vanderpump. So, I also want to talk about how when Jasmine, they talked about the boys' night and the girls' night, and they were talking about, she was like trying to help out Brittany here and tell Jax kind of how Brittany's feeling and how she would like some more romance, like the spark back. And he's like, yeah, I know she's really insecure about herself. Like, okay. And talk about that her love language is his mouth between her legs. Like, I could have gone my whole life without knowing that. But also that Brittany doesn't want to end up like Jesse and Michelle, which is quite funny because they are separated right now.
And Andy says everyone on Watch What Happens Live who's on the Valley or Vanderpump if they think that they'll get back together, and everyone says no.
No, everyone, even Janet. I thought Janet was gonna say yes. Or Kristen.
Or Schwartz, I thought for sure was going to
Schwartz,
be.
yes. All of them. They all like look out for him in a weird way and protect. But I guess that Brittany must be fine with it. I don't know. I don't know. But this whole producer drama or whatever, not producer. It's she's not his producer. What is she? His
Oh, his publicist.
publicist. Publicist.
I say whatever lie you want, Jax. Those pictures, that's a weird picture to take with your fucking publicist.
Let's explain to the people that don't know what we're talking about. Apparently, Jax has a thing with his publicist. They were just in Canada on business or whatever with the Toms, I'm pretty sure. And there were some pictures that look very like flirty. Brittany has since unfollowed both of them. Jax now has a new publicist, I'm pretty sure, which tells me either they're off or they're maybe getting more serious and he doesn't want her as his publicist. I don't know what that means.
I will say this is textbook Jax Taylor, though. I mean, come on. But yeah, there were some of the pictures. Well, he's just smiling at the camera and she's like got her arms around him. Like they're
Very
like
cuddly.
skin to skin, very close touching. It's.
And he's smiling, smiling, smiling. Cheesing, cheesing, cheesing. Yeah. Doesn't look good. Brittany, on the other hand, has, I mean, just, I kind of feel bad. She's over here talking about how she wants to get that, like, lose that breakup weight, like, saying, like, so sad to say, like I did not like seeing that. I'm going around one. I feel like people just are laying into Brittany about her weight so much, and Jax adds to that insecurity of hers. So, you know, I just feel like this is probably a really hard time for her, but at the same time, I think this is like the best thing that could happen for her, you know? Like, I think she's definitely going to be able to find a good guy.
People were
But
saying that her and Carl, I'm like, stop right there. It's
ew,
no.
Carl, no. What? No
Because
one
they
from the
both
Bravoverse.
attended, not together,
Do you
but
see
they
how
were
she
at,
drinks? You think that would be fine?
if you think Lindsay is, yeah, come on.
Yeah, that's so stupid. Okay. What about Jax's bar? Like this Jax's place or whatever it's called. Jax's? Is
Oh,
that just
yeah.
Jax's?
You could tell this man instantly, not instantly, but definitely regretted So at this point, he probably was already thinking of breaking or the seeds of these two separating were being planted.
That's what I was getting from all of this.
Because he kept her so out of the loop, out of so much shit on the bar, and that was totally on purpose. I love that all his co-investors, designers, whatever you want to call it, were like, no, like we literally could have used your help yesterday. Like, nope, come on. And he's just can't look at the camera, can't look at her.
A little kid, and she's like, oh, like I've just been waiting for Jax to tell me I could help. And she had no idea. It's like all these picnic tables, doesn't look like it's done. And he wants to open it early because he's broke. I'm gonna keep saying that Jax is broke. Jax made bad investments. Jax, Brittany, good thing she had her. Was it
Did he
Jay
ever
Craig or something?
get his money back from Randall?
I doubt it. I doubt it. Yeah, he's a family man. He needed that money. But I feel like he was laying the groundwork for, I think that was the added stress that he wasn't talking about. He's like, you know, we said, I want to have a good business, be there for the family and whatever and blah, blah, blah. Like, but I feel like I'm gonna cry. And she's like, but we're still trying for another one, right? Like, we're still trying next month, right? And I'm like, why are you all talking about even do like what? Y'all aren't even having sex.
Yeah.
How are you gonna try? Just, and what's up with this golf cart shit? Why are you going so far with the golf cart?
Know, I was really confused. It like I didn't think that was
You're on
like
the fucking
illegal.
highway. Not on the highway,
Yeah,
but
I
you
was
know, the
very
road.
confused by that.
Like you're at a stoplight. I was very confused.
I'll get some like little like cul-de-sac or
I know, like a
suburbs.
neighborhood or like a downtown. I don't know, but that was weird. But so Jax has his hair loss like launch party at the Mondrian, which is such a throwback if you watched Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
Do you think his bald spot is like a real thing or that his hair's thinning or what do you
I
think?
did actually
I
like
did too.
notice it from like the first episode. I was like, ooh,
Yeah, I did
do I
too.
think
I thought it was
he's
funny that they were, yeah.
overreacting? Sure. But that's Jax Taylor.
Totally. Well, the party was fine. The only thing that happened at the party before the dinner, because I feel like the dinner is like the best thing to talk about, is this like Burning Man pop-up store where you have Jack saying, I want my wife to wear what you're wearing. You got Jesse hitting on the girl. But then yet we're supposed to feel bad for Jesse because 2 hours ago he came to the realization that his wife's gonna leave him. But you're doing this, so I don't
Yeah, well, and then you have Jax going like, oh my God, be good, or whatever he was saying. It's
Yeah.
like, that's so embarrassed. Like, it's not funny.
It's not
I
funny.
mean,
It's really gross.
and I don't even think it's a joke for him. I think he literally had to tell himself to
Yeah.
behave. But like, ugh. Ugh. And he just looks so like scary now too.
So scary. So scary. I'm like, what are you on? For real. But I want to talk about this dinner. I think this is like the best thing ever.
Love a good dinner fight.
Yes, a good dinner party, a good dinner fight. It all starts because Jesse is off. He's not talking as much. And Michelle is asking him what's going on, you know, and he tells us that 2 hours, nobody knows at the table, but I was just with his life coach, who's also trying to get him on these like tripping meds or whatever, which whatever you think, dude. Whatever. And also is supposed to help with his aggression. Then he slams the table. So, okay. Doesn't seem like that's gonna work. But he talks about Burning Man out, like when Michelle's like, everyone thinks that something's wrong with you, you know? So he tries to lighten the mood and he talks about Burning Man. And of course, that goes into him talking about salty balls, his salty balls. So gross. And this is just when it becomes more chaotic. Like everyone starts talking. Kristen and Luke start arguing because Kristen has called Luke a douche before and doesn't remember. And Luke is like, no, but you have.
Well, he is a douche, so.
It's so funny. So funny. But she's like, no, I have not. Like, no, like you really have. But yeah, you Jesse bangs the table and Kristen calls him abusive. Of course, Janet's like, oh, okay, abusive, even though, yeah, he's, I don't know if that was necessarily abusive, but let's not act like what Jesse does is not like right below it. I mean, I'm sorry, but like you're banging tables like that, like, and you're getting mad, like, that's like crossing a line for me. I really don't like that. It makes me uncomfortable, but I was totally with Jasmine about the bingo card. I thought that was very funny because that's very Kristen. Very Kristen. But that's when Kristen leaves and starts talking to production. It's so funny. I wish that they would have had the cameras on her when she was talking to production. And I mean, I kind of liked it that it was still on Luke and then Luke got up and joined in. But like, I wish, like, when Kristen went out there and was talking to production about like how he's an asshole, Jesse, and Jesse comes in calling her irrelevant, I wish the cameras were there when Jesse like chimed in. Like, where was he? When did he get out there? I don't know. I'd like to see that whole footage if possible. But why is it that Michelle all of a sudden wants to protect her husband?
She's whack as hell too. I'm sorry. She's
Was so cringy. Secondhand embarrassment.
definitely think she's weird. Again, Kristen's getting the brunt of all this shit. I do feel kind of bad for her.
Kristen is like wanting to spill the beans, and she has been this whole time. And for those, it's because she's, and that's because she's messy, but also because it's like we're on a reality show, that's the job. But she's the one who always gets like the worst of it, you know? It's like, it don't, you can't, if you're gonna be fine with Jax and not Kristen or even Janet, who was totally wanting to know the hot gossip from Jasmine. Michelle being like, what did he do now? Protecting me from what? With her whole ass nipple out. What are you gonna blame Kristen for stuff with your fam? Like my daughter? What are you talking about? Like for shit that you did? Like you're on reality TV, babe. And your daughter's
Trust me,
fine.
nothing Kristen is saying is gonna fuck up your family.
More than
Your antics
what
are doing
yes.
plenty.
Your husband, the man that you chose for her father is a swell job at it. But her nipple out was just killing me the whole time. Like, but you know, Luke was right of saying, like, talk to your wife. The problem you have is with your wife. Like he wasn't saying like talk to your wife, like get your wife in check. He was
Yeah.
saying your problem's
Like
with your wife. Like,
you two need to talk this shit
yeah,
over. Like
don't talk, don't bring us into this. It has nothing to do with us. But that's when he just goes nuts and like literally puts his hand up on Zach's neck and like
Yeah.
pushes him out of the way, shoves Brittany. Like, are we not
Which
gonna talk about that?
I just cannot wait for this next episode because I kind of need to see this fallout from. Yeah, he shoved Brittany too. And I
She's
think
like, oh, it's okay. It's okay.
if Zach and Brittany weren't there, he would have hit Kristen. I'm almost
Yeah.
positive.
Yeah, me too.
But I need to see Jax's reaction to
Does he
a
care?
man putting his hands on your wife.
Does he care?
No, see, that's why I want to see the reaction.
But do we think he's gonna care? Because I have a feeling
No.
like he's gonna be like, oh, he wasn't trying, you know, because he's gonna give an apology, Jesse is, that I was just trying to get to him, or like, I'm sorry, I would never, you know. It's like, oh, it's okay. It's okay, Jesse. It's okay. We know. We know, Jesse. Here's some beer cheese. She like not, but if it was Luke, who I'm also not the biggest fan of, but because he's associated with Kristen, would have been a whole other story. Or if Kristen even just did that, you know? So whatever. And why is Michelle calling for everyone to come back in and sit down? What are you gonna say? So
Yeah, I don't know.
cringy.
I don't know what she has to say.
So cringy. Oh, that you are leaving your husband, that you did have a boyfriend for a year.
I mean, I wonder if it's the same one that she's actually with now.
Don't know, but I saw the pictures of the one she's with now.
I did love that little spoiler drop from Kristen. Like, love it. It was great.
Yeah, where she's like, because she's had a boyfriend for the last year. Okay, Kristen. That's Kristen. Oh, did you see who's going to be on Watch What Happens Live on Tuesday? Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
And I
Oh,
have
it'd be so
Ariana
good.
and Katie, and I know they're going to be announcing the grand opening
Oh,
of
yes.
something about her. So that'll be cool. I was looking to see if there's anybody from the Valley, and I was like, oh no, it was Ariana and Katie. Yeah, anything else you want to talk about from the Valley?
No, loving
They're killing it.
this.
It's only like episode 6 or something. I don't know. It's not that we're not
Yeah.
that far in. We haven't hit the mid-season trailer, I think. I don't know. Maybe we have. I don't know. But it's great. We are also rehashing Summer House Martha's Vineyard. We just rehashed that yesterday. We also are doing OG Summer House. And yeah, that's it. That's all we got.
Yeah,
Anything
it's
else? No, it
no,
is
I
just
mean,
those. Yeah,
that's
it is
it.
just
We're
only Bravo. Yeah,
in
I
only
keep
good shows
forgetting
right
it.
now.
Only good shows, only bumping shows. And if you're not watching Martha's Vineyard, please watch it. The
You
ratings have been
gotta.
down, and I don't want them to get rid of the show because I think that they're on to something here. We just need to keep going. You know, I actually am doing a rewatch of Summer House.
Oh, are you?
Finally. I've always said I wanted to, and I never get around to doing it. Or I'll like start episode 1 and I just never, or I forget to go back to that. And I'm like on episode 7. I'm like, God, so good rewatching it right now, knowing like what happens, you know? But I'm also like, bring back Steven. I've always felt like that. I love Steven.
Steven.
From season 1, gay, brown hair, McGee.
Yes, that's his last name, Stephen McKee.
Yeah. Oh, that you're asking Steven, like, who's,
Oh no. I was
oh,
saying,
I was
oh
like, you know
yes, no,
Steven?
I know
I was
Stephen.
like, come on. But anyway, anything else before we go?
That is it.
Where can people find us at?
You can find us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us. And until next time, bye.
Bye.